So the practice of mindfulness that we're doing uses any of the capacities we have for attention. Sometimes it uses the knowing faculty, where there's recognition, a clear knowing. Sometimes there is sensing, sensing through the body, with the body. Sometimes there's hearing. Sometimes there's seeing through the eye, and a kind of seeing with the inner eye, kind of perceiving. And through these different faculties of attention, it's possible to make distinctions or to see differences between clinging and not clinging. There can be clinging that comes with awareness, with attention, embedded in attention. There's something like clinging, and there's clinging. There's attention that has no clinging in it, but which can know clinging. In a sense, non-clinging knows the clinging. There can be awareness entangled with stories and meaning-making. And there can be awareness that is not entangled with meaning and story-making. Just simple knowing. Almost as simple as be a mirror. That simply reflects what's there, without a meaning, without a story, without a history, just reflects. There can be story-making and meaning-making, and knowing it without a story, just knowing, oh, story-making. There can be desires of wanting and not wanting. and the simplicity of knowing it. With awareness that's like a mirror. Or awareness that's like an open window. Knowing that's like empty space. Knowing desire within it. There can be selfing, and there can be knowing selfing, and knowing in which there is no self, knowing that's like an open window. Is being troubled by something and knowing that in an untroubled way. Can be tension, and knowing that in an untense way. And there can be knowing tensely, and being okay with that. There can be knowing with clinging and desire, and being okay with that. There could be awareness with stories and being okay with that. Where the okayness is not entangled. The okayness is awareness that's independent . An open window is, the open space is independent of whatever travels through the window. this way, awareness can have some independence from what is known. And as we continue in this sitting, perhaps your attention can arise out of the untroubled place. Awareness can rest in the open window. Knowing the difference between clinging and non-clinging. Being untroubled by the clinging. be aware? What way are you aware that is untroubled by what is known? It's okay to be troubled. It's okay to not be troubled. Whatever it is, can you know it in an untroubled way? As you're sitting here, there's no need to fix anything, fix yourself, make anything better, or get rid of anything. Whatever way you are is okay. But rather than freeing yourself, see if you can allow your awareness to be free. Awareness free of clinging. Awareness free of self that is untroubled by any selfing that's going on. All it is knowing, sensing, seeing, aware. Awareness that is as free as open space. Might there be moments of untroubled awareness? Just knowing. Just seeing. Just sensing. Where awareness is independent or non-clinging. Awareness is like open space. And knowing, like a small cloud that forms and then dissolves in the open space. It isn't that you will become free. It's that awareness becomes free. knowing that is not entangled. That has no past and no future. The awareness which you can't say that it exists, and you can't say it does not exist. What is that awareness that is, but doesn't really exist and doesn't not exist? Like empty space that is, but doesn't really exist, doesn't really not exist. Thank you.